USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Weekly jobless claims now below a million for the third week in a row, as Labor Department figures just released show 860,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's 33,000 fewer than the previous week's total, which was revised up to 893,000. Economist Joel Naroff says it's somewhat good news.
New claims for unemployment insurance eased again last week, but they remain well above 800,000. That is still an extraordinarily high number and indicates that another 3 million or more employees could lose their jobs this month.
The southeastern U.S. still getting dumped on with rain from what was Hurricane Sally, and already forecasters say there's a 70% chance that another system in the Gulf could become a tropical depression by this weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Iles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K formula flip kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that real realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K formula flip kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K formula flip kit, plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K flip kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
To COVID-19.
He just made a mistake. I think he misunderstood the question, probably.
That's President Trump on the CDC Director Robert Redfield telling a congressional hearing yesterday that a vaccine probably won't be available until sometime the middle of next year.
When he said it, I believe he was confused. I'm just telling you, we're ready to go as soon as the vaccine happens.
The president says he believes a vaccine will be authorized soon and made available to the general public very quickly. For the first time ever, the most coveted award in country music is going to not one, but to two musicians. Carrie Underwood and Thomas Rhett were both named Entertainer of the Year at last night's ACM Awards, which were held largely virtually, originating from the Grand Ole Opry House. Carrie Underwood had won the award twice in the past, 2009 and 2010. It was the first such win for Rhett. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Smoke from western U.S. wildfires made news when it started to show up on the nation's east coast in the past few days. Well, now it's turning up in the skies over Europe. Experts have noted this week that Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco are also dealing with the worst air pollution on the planet because of the fires. The fires having burned millions of acres, killing dozens of people, driving thousands from their homes, and wiping out several small towns. Bud Light will be airing commercials featuring black-owned businesses during Thursday Night Football. The new ads called Thursday Night Shoutout will showcase black-owned eating establishments that have been impacted by the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic. The beer maker says so far four commercials have been produced, the first one premiering during the game tonight between the Cincinnati Bengals and Cleveland Browns. And a Massachusetts man says he's using an electrified fence now to protect his yard sign supporting President Trump's re-election. John Oliveira says he is fed up with people repeatedly stealing the signs from his yard in New Bedford. The 54-year-old says he doesn't want anyone to get hurt, so he's posted three small signs near the fence. They read, "Caution, electric fence," in English, Spanish, and French. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.